Most people don't go to psychiatrists where I'm from.
This is WJCT's What It's Like, where people share just that. We're starting with some of the most compelling conversations recorded in Jacksonville by StoryCorps, the story archiving nonprofit, and following up with even deeper looks, which are interviews recorded by me, Lindsay Kilbride, outside of StoryCorps' storytelling booth. This is a conversation between 31-year-old Tiffany Overby and her husband, 32-year-old Antoine Overby.
All right, so we've been married 10 years now. So what did we start, 2008?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2008, I was 22, you were 21. I had to propose like 4 times.
Because you kept doing it wrong.
I did it the best way I knew how. I'm not rich. I didn't have a big white horse and a carriage. All I had was my heart. I didn't even have a ring. But I knew I was in love and my heart was the ring.
But I wanted it to be something memorable that I would remember. But I do remember 4 times you having to do it. So
boom.
I guess you accomplished that.
I remember I had on my little prom suit.
Yep. Oh, my dress. Me and my mom found the dress in Dillard's for $100.
Yep. Yep. I was shaking. And I remember when it was time to say, I do. I was like, I do. I do. And Pastor was like, oh, he said, I do twice. He mean that thing. I like that. I like that.
We fast forward.
Okay.
To our first baby. 2009?
Yeah.
Okay. We found out at my mom's house. It was unexpected.
Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah, because you kept telling me you weren't ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't ready either, but I was excited. Yeah, I remember how shaky that first year was. I was wondering if we were going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
But we did.
Yep.
And it's funny, the baby had a lot to do with us making it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our beautiful baby didn't make it with us, but it was something about losing that baby that gave us a bond.
Yep.
Tiffany had a miscarriage during her first trimester. A couple years later, they lost a second baby. This time, Tiffany was 7 months along. They named the baby after Antoine.
I mean, the whole world knew, you know. I was walking around like Rocky Balboa with my championship ring, and I mean, with my belt on my shoulder, and all of a sudden it was stripped.
Because he was a full-size baby, the hospital gave us a free photo shoot. So that was kind of awkward and sad and weird,
yeah.
But we did it. I mean, in the moment, looking back, I probably would have said, no, don't do it. But in the moment, you're just saying, yes, whatever gets you out of my face. We have a whole DVD with music, sad, somber music of the pictures of us holding him. And it's just, I watched it twice. Never watched it again.
Then Tiffany lost a third baby about a year ago, a baby girl, also 7 months along.
I delivered a stillborn baby. They were gone already. So when they came out, the doctors always let you hold them, let you see them, and then they take them away and you never see them again.
Tiffany and Antoine had a funeral for their son. But not the most recent baby charity. And Tiffany said that's because having a funeral was way too difficult. But the first time, she didn't know not having one was an option.
They kind of were trying to steer us in the same direction. I was like, I'm not doing this again. Of course, you have to pay for it yourself. It's not covered under the health insurance. And it's just too much emotional stress to have to do that.
And then there was having to face the world. Antoine and Tiffany talked about that in the StoryCorps booth.
We were so close to our church family, everybody kept reminding us.
Yes.
Father's Day would come around and they would say, oh, Mother's
You're
Day.
You're still a father.
Oh, well, your time is coming. Oh, Mother's Day would come around and you won't want to go to church.
No. Mm-mm.
What did it seem people didn't get about it?
Oh, my goodness. So the people were harder to deal with than the actual loss of the baby. If we had lost the baby and we were on a deserted island, it'd been fine. Dealing with people who may have had good intentions but don't know how to express it properly. So us being so heavily involved in the church, when we came back after a miscarriage, how's the baby? The baby didn't make it. And then having to do that three times with the same group of people, or people who are like, oh, you know, it was God's plan. Okay. Thank you.
Sometimes things people do to try to help can actually be the most ignorant thing that they can do. And, you know, sometimes you just have to understand that people are people, and you have to find the help in the gesture and not look at the ignorance of it. You know, the lack of real empathy in the situation, you know.
Tiffany said her experience was different with women who had also lost babies. They knew what she was going through. Tiffany and Antoine navigated the miscarriages along with all the other things a couple married at 21 and 22 deal with. Financial struggles and just growing up, figuring out what careers best suited them and what dreams may not be feasible. You know, Antoine is a singer. He had tried to make that work. Antoine now knows he was experiencing depression.
We call it depression now, but at the time we didn't know. I had no idea about what that dark cloud was that was over me.
Mm-hmm. Why was it so hard to identify that's what was going on?
I'm not a doctor. And I mean, from my community, you don't really go to see psychiatrists. So depression was always a joke to me until I actually really faced it.
You said in your community, you know, you didn't have people around you seeking mental health help.
Well, okay. You asking me what I mean when I say in my community? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, black people for the most part from a certain level of life, if you haven't been exposed to certain things in regards to psychiatric help, unless you're actually getting thrown in the bus and being forced to go, that's not something that you do. You know, we'll go to church, we'll go get prayer, we'll talk to, you know, loved ones, but for the most part, I mean, and this could be inaccurate, this is just based on my perspective, right, from my point of view, from what I've seen. Most people don't go to psychiatrists where I'm from. So I discovered depression over time. And actually, hearing other people come out with it over time, people that actually look like me, hearing them confess it over time helped me identify that, oh, maybe this is really what I'm dealing with.
What did it feel like for you?
Depression?
Mm-hmm.
Fear, anger, frustration, you know, all dark feelings just balled up in one vessel.
Do you think that fathers aren't always identified as having the same amount of loss as maybe the mom in those situations?
Definitely. Mothers are. And it's understood, you know, because women go through the trauma with their physical. But for the most part, fathers, we kind of like the afterthought in regards to the pregnancy experience. But we feel it.
Now that they know the signs of his depression, Tiffany said it's made their marriage much better. She understands why he wasn't himself, and he's been able to overcome most of it. But there's also been what Tiffany calls their light and dark places, their four-year-old Harmony. She is marching around singing in this video.
Oh, man.
Between Tiffany's second and third miscarriage, she was born on Father's Day.
I just like hearing her talk. I like seeing her laugh, you know. You got to chastise her every now and then and tell her no. But other than that, man, she's the best. The best, 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 best baby ever.
We did not announce Harmony, my pregnancy, until I was well in my second trimester. To the point where I just couldn't hide it anymore because my stomach was out there.
Have you talked to Harmony or told her about her siblings.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows her siblings are in heaven.
I always remember what they look like. And then when I see Harmony, I'm like, what would your brother have looked like? Just the little boy version of you. What would your sister have looked like? And she's 4. So the last one, she knew I was pregnant. So every now and then she'll talk about, Mom, I miss Charity. She's a child, so she just brings it up out of nowhere. And it just kind of hits me to go through the whole thing again. And the last one was very scary because it was life-threatening for me. So it just brings up a whole lot of emotions that I try to keep hidden away.
Tiffany and Antoine say they pray they'll get to have another baby. But doctors told them not to try again ever because it could be dangerous to Tiffany's health.
Are you still considering it?
I am. I think I am okay either way. Mm-hmm. We have our miracle baby, and she is more than enough. But if God gives me the go-ahead to do it again, I will.
What do you think that'll look like for you?
I know what his voice sounds like when he guides me, helps me make decisions. And if I don't hear it, I'm not going to do it.
Nothing's been big enough to break us.
Mm-mm.
Any breaking has only been to make us better.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful to God we're still together.
Me too. I couldn't see doing any of this with anybody else.
Me neither.
You're like perfectly made for my craziness.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of depression you drove me through, but it's okay. I ain't mean to put that out there for the world to hear, but
really?
Amen. If you love them, they're going to drive you crazy, but they're worth it. It's okay. Bounce back from the crazy.
This is What It's Like, a production made possible by supporters of WJCT. This episode was based on a conversation recorded by StoryCorps in Jacksonville, Florida. It was produced by me, Lindsay Kilbride, with editing by Jessica Palumbo. Subscribe to hear more stories like this one.
What would you want those people to know about you?
We're not special. We're just a human being.
So he proposed 4 times.
Yes.
What was he doing wrong?
He was just asking me, hey, Tiffany, will you marry me? We're just sitting on the couch watching TV. No.